Okay. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. Okay, so this morning we're going to start our lesson. Sir, can you pray for before we get started? Do you mind? Yes. Yes. Amen. So, after the first Sunday that I taught, I hope my eyes don't look too big with these glasses, but I needed a little more insight. But after I started with that first class, then when I walked away from it, the Spirit of God began to deal with me, even sitting over there in church that Sunday. And this is what he said to me. And so I went and I pondered over it for about 2 weeks, and I said, okay, Lord, came back to me again last night. So I'm going to start with this. So in order for us to put on the armor as a soldier, there's a couple of things that has to happen. First of all, we have to dispel the lies. That's why you have that sheet of affirmations. That sheet of affirmations, you have to dispel the lies, because how the enemy fights you is through the mind. So the second thing, and what you have been through in life. Does that make sense? See, if I've never been an alcoholic, he don't bother me with being an alcoholic. If I've never did drugs, he won't come at me with that, because that's not in my experience in life. Does that make sense? So what the enemy does is he has an open door, or had an open door, and so as we are saved, we have to make sure we close that door so that he no longer has an access. A lot of people say, I would do this or I would do that, but the enemy just fights me. That's his job. That won't stop. So let's dispel the lies. He will never stop fighting you until the breath leaves your body. Never. So that should not surprise you after today that he is coming against you. That's his job. Now we're going to do our job, and we're going to put the armor of God on. But the first thing that has to happen is you have to renew the mind with those affirmations telling you who you are, with your identity in Christ, so that when he comes after you, that's what you fight with. Does that make sense? I don't fight with my feelings. I fight with the word of God. And really, I don't fight the enemy, because he's already been defeated. What the scripture says we do is we wrestle with him, meaning the word wrestle means he tries to sway us to give up on what we stand on or what we believe. Because even in Ephesians, what I'm getting ready to read, the scripture tells us to stand. Well, if you haven't been strengthened, you can't stand. And what we are strengthened by is the word of God, because we are his disciple. He is our Lord. We are his child. And so, remember when we talked about coming out of the old kingdom and stepping into the new when we are born again? Then what we have to do is we have to own that. Sometimes what we do, y'all, and I don't mean any harm. If I say something to bother somebody, you just have to come to me to decide, well, that bothered me, and I'll try my best to explain it. Now, for truth, I will not apologize, because truth is truth. I can't do nothing with that. But sometimes it's our understanding that holds us in captive or in jail. But we take that and think God is not with us, because our feelings and what we're going through has overridden. But when we're going through a battle, the first thing we have to condition ourselves, that the first thing we do is, what did the word of God say? Yesterday, the women's fellowship was good, wonderful. But the woman was talking about how we fight. And you know, a lot of times with me, I'll use something of my own. When people get on my nerves, I don't have a whole lot of tolerance for foolishness, okay? and I don't have a whole lot of tolerance for foolishness. So when especially when people do stuff, I just kind of look at them, you know. Like, but my reaction of how before the world is to get them, you know, and tell them off. Listen, you need to step aside. Okay, as being a born-again believer, I cannot operate that way anymore. No matter what my body tells me, no matter what my mind tells me, I cannot operate that way. I can, but what I am or what I will be is a carnal Christian. And I don't want to be a carnal Christian. I want to be able to be, I know y'all might not can see this picture good. I hope I bought it. I didn't, but I got to. I'm going to show y'all what I want to be. I'm sure I got it somewhere. But I want to be able to put on all of this so that I'm dressed for the occasion no matter what comes up. You see what I'm saying? And so whenever somebody, I run up on somebody and they say something crazy to me, my first instinct now is to stop. Say nothing. Allow nothing to come out your mouth. Nothing. And then I think, and I've learned, if there is nothing to be won in a battle, don't fight. If there's nothing to be won, because you need to save that energy for the real battles that's coming. What'd you say? I'm sorry. Exactly. And me too.
Don't get down in the mud with them, just let them out.
But I want to see, a part of me wants to retaliate because that is my old nature. You see what I'm saying? The people around me, you didn't bother them, especially my dad. He taught us, really, not to allow people to walk over you. And so if they get in your face, you get them out. So that was instilled in me. Okay, so when I came to Christ, now I have to say, okay, Lord, I know what I want to do. What do you want me to do? Because ultimately, my life should be a picture of who he is. That's the being conformed into his image. Now, we say these things, y'all, but it is harder to do it than it is to say it. It is harder, and you know what I had to do? I had to go to the scriptures. I will never forget a moment when something happened, and I walked away, and I don't even think I had read it then. That was many years ago. But the words came to me that anger rests in the bosom of fools. I went home, I got my Bible, and I said, is this in the scriptures? And it was there. And some of you might say, well, that wasn't the Spirit of God. Yes, it was, because it aligned me right with his word. Well, no, that's loving. That is love. That is love. What he was saying was, Faye, you have to control how you feel. You cannot walk in this earth doing or saying what you want to say to people when they do stuff. And you cannot pop them. You can't do those things. You cannot even want to get them back after you have walked away from them. You cannot go away and plot about, well, you know, they come to me, I got something for you. You know what I'm saying? You can't even do that. You see what I'm saying? I'm talking about for real stuff. I ain't talking about nothing that, yes, the word of God makes me feel wonderful. Yesterday was wonderful when I left the Women's Fellowship. But the truth of the matter was, once we got in our cars, we faced life again. And all those people that was around me praying and whatever, they were gone. Listen, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm being honest with you. And so whatever homes we had to go back to, or whatever it was that we left to get a break from, then now you walk back in. But the difference is yesterday, and I know some of you might say, oh, Miss Faye, you're just saying that. But I'm telling you, the presence of God was in there, so especially during the prayer, when I went up for prayer, until that rested on me almost all afternoon and even through the night. I kept thinking about it, and I kept thinking about the power of God, how it rested upon us and I loved it, because when we left, we could still glean from that. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of things happened there. The word of God came forth, but also the unity of the sisters was there. And so, therefore, the Spirit of God was there.
Yes, amen.
You know, and that's what we have to do, y'all, is this is for real. This is not for play. This is real. The next thing we have to do is we have to renew our minds. Your mind, that's why you got those affirmations. So through the week, and you'll see when we get into the Beth of the Truth, this week, take a moment, even if it ain't but 5 minutes. I'm not trying to put a heaviness on you, but y'all, we have to take the time to spend with God in His Word. We have to. We have to. And we have to sacrifice. If you can't start but with 5 minutes, do what you can. But start pouring that word in you so that that word will show up when you need it. And then when the Spirit of God prompts us, when He prompts us, we have to train ourselves to listen and stop. Before you say something crazy, Faye, walk away. You have a good day, honey. And go on your way, but do not let anything come out of your mouth that might hurt someone else. You know, yesterday the lady said that pretty much where she came from was rough, but she said when she encountered the man, and she told the man, she said a man was saying ugly things to her, and so she, you know, in the heat of the moment, like, yeah, you know, if you, whatever, you come on over here. Well, she said she didn't expect for him to come. And he came. But then, in the heat of the moment, when she looked over and saw her brother, that changed her, because in that moment, she realized this ain't about you getting nobody back and getting pleasure. This is what kind of your brother's looking. So who you going to look like? So then all of a sudden, Jesus loves you. And the man walks off. You see what I'm saying? And now, I know we might think that's crazy, but that's us in the heat of the moment. Even with our husbands, even with our children, and in our home, that's us. See, we can be anything in here, y'all. You can come in here and look wonderful, be wonderful. You can hide what's in you and what you really want to do. But then you know what? God knows what's in us, and He knows what needs to be dug up out of us, and that's what the Word of God does. If you don't want nobody saying something to you about your behavior, then you get into the Word of God and you ask God to let that word change your behavior. But if you get out of line in a place, if you get out of line and you start acting unseemingly, someone needs to correct you whether you want to be corrected or not. And if you don't understand that, you will become offended. But they are trying to help you. They are not trying to hurt you. So dispel the lies, and when we start talking about the armor, dispel the lies, analyze your thoughts. You know, whenever something happens and the enemy comes and says, you're not really saved because you did this, you did that. That's who you used to be. That's not who you are now. So you have to lay that aside and put on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Word tells us to put Him on. It didn't say that the Word of God would come and do it for you. It says for you to put it on. See, you know what, y'all? We have to become participants in our walk with God. This is not magical, even though it's spiritual. Does that make sense? But we have to be a participant. God, help me. How to treat my husband. God, help me how to raise these children. Help me, God, how to do what I need to do in spite of how I feel. Help me. And I promise you, God will strengthen you. Because sometimes we feel like we need to do that and to make it happen. You obey the word, I promise you, God will show up and perform it. Amen. That's His promise to us. But if you don't know what His promise is to you, then when you're in a storm and He's trying to talk to you, you will ignore Him. Now, I don't mean this in an ugly way, but you know what, y'all? We have to stop just coming to church for conscience sake, coming to Sunday school for conscience sake, going to a church function for conscience sake. This is our life. This is our life. The Word of God needs to show up in us. It needs to show. And so we got to come to the table for real, for real. And you know what? The other day it came to me that really the body of Christ needs to be challenged to go back to the Word of God, to lay down all those things we have picked up and thought that was Him. And a lot of us are angry because you thought God said something to you that was contrary to His Word. You were waiting on Him to fulfill it, but He's not going to come and fulfill it because that's not what His Word said. And so go back, and that's why I say make sure we are studying and reading the Word. When you read those affirmations, that's who you are, whether you feel like it or not. That's who you are, whether the floor has fell off and under your house or not. That's who you are, whether somebody doesn't like you or not, because God said that's who you are. So then we must remember that our battle is spiritual, and we do not fight against flesh and blood. Now let's go and try to talk about this belt. So Ephesians 6, I'm going to read from verse 10 to 15, because I'm going to try to talk about the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, and our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel today, and I will try to do the other three next Sunday. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. How are you going to be strong in the Lord? Talk to me. And in the power of His might, put on, you see that? Verse 11, put on the whole armor. You know what was significant to me, too, is the word whole. The word whole. Because if you put the three things we're talking about is the belt, the breastplate, and the shoes today. So if you had armor and you say you enlist into the military and they say they do the training, and that's one thing we have. I don't think on purpose, but I'm talking about, when I talk about the church, I'm talking about the body. I'm talking about the body of Christ everywhere needs to come back and refocus and make sure that the scripture that came to me was to examine ourselves and see whether we're in the faith. Because a lot of stuff we have picked up that the world do, that it's never supposed to be over here in the church functioning. Now, I'm glad that we should be happy in serving Christ because it's our choice. But the things that happen to us in life don't necessarily make us happy all the time. But guess what? God has clothed you and given you strength to go through that as well. Because if you go to Ecclesiastes, it talks about life. And it talks about it's a time to do this and a time to do that. Our problem is that we feel like all we have to do is accept the good part of what we like or what we want and throw the rest away. But believe me, whether you like it or not, if that is what's coming to your life, it's coming. So we have to learn how to contend with that. So, yes.
Who's talking? God said to tell you that, to tell the group that God wastes nothing. So if you find it to be wasteful, it's not Him.
Absolutely. You tell them. But say it louder.
I just let Him work through me.
Yes. Say it louder.
He wastes nothing.
Yes.
And
what do you think that means? Because that's a good point.
He's all that I need. He's all that we all need. And we have depended on man instead of God. And we keep listening. I had somebody come to me one day in church and said, who are your favorite teachers? And it forced me to look at all my spiritual but what it forced me to look at too was the teachers that I looked at were men and oaths of God and women who were the hands of God. And that word is the union. And it wasn't divided. And it's the duality
army has been trained. We got to bring training back to the body. That's what ICIT is about. We have to be trained. If we don't know what we're doing, then you're going to get killed. Long Rangers get shot, I promise you. Long Rangers get shot. But this is the thing. And then I'm coming to you, Miss Mary. This is the thing that I want us to sink into. If I don't get my note, and this is what I want us to sink into. Stop blaming God and being mad at God and saying, well, I ain't going to church because of this, and I ain't going to church, and I don't want to be bothered with them Christians because of this. Examine your own self. How did you get there? How did you get there? Now, I don't mean no harm. I hope this don't offend nobody. I'm going to use an example of an alcoholic. Okay? Now, if you went to the house and got the alcohol, you drunk it. Why are you blaming me because you're drunk? I'm serious. Why are you blaming the church because you're not free? Because we thank God for the building. But you're the church, honey.
Amen.
And you Amen. And you need, and the reason why we're the church is because we go everywhere, whether we're in the airport or the bus station, wherever we are, the presence of God ought to show up.
Amen.
To meet that need. Wherever we are, the presence of God ought to show up. But y'all, we have to get for real about this. We got to look at that scripture right there and say, you know what, God? Forgive me, because all this time, I've been looking over this, and this is what you're trying to do. You're trying to get me to identify. You're trying to get me to hook up with the identification that I have in Christ Jesus so I can do your work, so I can be your example, so I can be a better person, be a better wife, be a better mother, be a better Christian, so that the world won't look at me and say, I don't want that. Because, y'all, when we act out or when we boil over, that's what some people will do. Oh, I don't want that. I don't want that. Miss Mary.
Oh, just what Lee was talking about was in 2 Corinthians 4, and after a just blaze of glory, it says, we are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. The armor that our spiritual armor is not actually to keep us from being wounded. It's to allow our wounds to reflect the glory of God. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. Through suffering, our bodies continue to share in the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be seen in our bodies. And that's what the world is looking for, is who's showing the life of Jesus through the really realities of life. Perplexed, confused, discouraged, pressed down, but not abandoned.
And we have to be that light.
One more thing.
Okay.
The more you talk, the more I think about it. It's just Hagar, who was harshly
That's how the spirit
treated by
of God
the Christian,
is.
The patriarch's wife of the Christian faith.
Yeah.
And she ran her off with her harsh treatment because she was not acting like a Christian. And then Hagar, out in the wilderness, desert, just desperate. And the angel of the Lord found her. And he said, well, what are you doing out here? And she said, I'm running away. He gave her specific instructions. He told her what to do. And then something so amazing. Verse 13 of Genesis 16. Thereafter, Hagar used another name to refer to the Lord who had spoken to her. She saw God in a new way through her suffering. And the thing that she saw God as is, you are the God who sees me.
Yes.
She was seen by God in her suffering at the hand of a Christian.
Yeah.
And she came back with a new understanding of who God is. And that changed everything for her. It wasn't the last time she ran away, but it was the last time she didn't know that God saw her.
No.
Because even the next time she ran away,
yeah.
She knew God was with her and that
yes.
he had seen her. And when she left her son to die and then came away, she's like, all right, now I know you've seen me, so
yeah.
what are you doing here and why is my son? And he came again to survive
yeah.
her
need. No, all this is good. Again, y'all, we are the body. This is what's, I mean, we have to, again, for real, embrace all of this. This is who we are. And when we understand who we are, then we start to react to the battles that the enemy bring against us differently. Because then we know. You know, we know. If I'm at home by myself, I don't usually sleep too well if it's at nighttime and John is gone. But when John is there, I sleep better because I know somebody else is in the house. But I also know that he is a protector. So I know if anybody comes in, before they get to me, they got to come through him. But most of all, with me and Jumbo, before anybody come through that door, they got to get to Christ, because we pray over our house and our everything around us. You see what I'm saying? So we're believing in God to protect us and to help us. And if I'm going in a direction, I don't know who this is for, but if I'm going in a direction and you have a prompting in your spirit that says stop, then you need to stop. If you say it's to back up, then you need to back up. Do you see what I'm saying? If God prompts you when you're in an area to pray, then you need to stop for a minute and pray. You ain't got to do all that praying out loud, honey, pray. Bring the presence of God in that place where you are for your protection until you can get out of there. See, this is for real. This ain't nothing we play with. And y'all, we keep talking about the way the world is and how things are going and how things are going south and all of that. But what are we going to do to stand against that? Because if you don't put no armor on, baby, you can't stand. Amen. If you don't understand who Jesus Christ is in you, then you can't stand. And then you'll be upset. And you'll be mad at yourself, but you don't have to be. And that's what these affirmations is. Listen, dwell on what God says about you. That's why I said every day this week, if you can, read 4 or 5 of them. Read them over and over and over again until they get in your heart and not your head. And you know how I know when something has gotten in my spirit? Because I begin to walk it out. I begin to embrace it. When the little things begin to happen, I say, oh, I'm acting a little better in that way. You know what I'm saying? And I know it's God helping me, but still he's there. And that's what we want. Now, if this is the armor I'm supposed to have on, and I only put on a couple of pieces, what's going to happen to me when I go to battle? I'm going to get hit in all those places that are not covered. So this is why we have to cover ourselves in all those areas. And when you're going through something, go to the scriptures. If you're having an issue with fear, don't go to the scripture and read about money. Find everything you can about fear and read that and put that on. Find out what God is saying about that. And then say, God, help me to believe your word. I want to read one scripture to you where I get going about truth. I want to ask you a question. John 17, 17. Lynn, you want to read that out loud for us? When I sanctify, when the word sanctifies us through that truth, I want to ask you a question. Do you believe God's word is truth? Yes. Do you believe the Bible that you read is true? Yes. It's your truth.
That's a good clarification,
because
many Christians do not.
No, and that's just like when you're dealing with people sometime and they're talking about God. Me and John both had to learn that you stop and clarify what God you're talking about. Make sure we're on the same page. Because sometimes you think you're talking about the same God and you're not. And so the scripture tells us, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see your hand. Yes. Go ahead. Put him out.
But that's the only way he knew to bring God in, because he couldn't see him.
And that's a good example of us. That's what we do. That's what we do. Over the last couple of months when I've had to deal with my health, automatically when I'm praying, those healing things come up and I pray them over and over again. Because I want my, and I pray them to my body and I speak to my body because the word tells me to speak to it. But I will continue to do that until I see the complete healing. I will not get frustrated in this journey. I will continue to believe what God's word said, because he is my Lord. So I will continue because I believe his word is truth. Now what has to happen is, for us to really take that word as truth, is we need understanding. So we have to pray and ask God, God, give me your wisdom and give me your understanding. Give me your wisdom, give me your understanding. Show me how this word works. But with your affirmations, that's all you have to do is just receive them. That's who you are. Did somebody over here have a hand up?
Yeah, I was going to say that the word of God is a weapon, the sword of the spirit is the word of God. And we have to use that. We have to speak that weapon out of our mouth. And the weapon is the word of God. So we have to decree the word over our lives, what God says about us, and our place in the kingdom. Because it says in the word, you shall decree a matter, and it shall be established.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you know how we grow, y'all? We grow little by little. We think we get it because somebody come up and they pray over you and they lay hands on you. Whatever you're coming up for prayer and they lay hands on you for, then that week what you need to be doing is going to the Word of God and finding out what the Word says about your problem, and you start putting it on. You start reading that to your spirit man. You start reading that until your brain comes in alignment with that, that, okay, God, you can fix this. You can work this out. No matter how big it is. But if you feel like that you're so smart and you don't need God and you're going to ponder and ponder and ponder, then your week going to be wearation and you're going to be wore out. Your mind is going to be overflowed. Let's read this right quick. Okay. This is about the truth. I don't know if y'all can see it that well. I had another one, but this is the belt. The belt comes like this. This is the belt right here. And so let's talk about the belt and what it looks like. But the one thing that I really liked about the belt is that it holds the other armor as well. It connects to the other armor. And when we start talking about it, you'll see. So let's go quickly through here. Okay. So Jesus defeated the enemy when he died on the cross and conquered the grave. So we don't have to fight with him again, wrestle. It says, put on the whole armor of God that ye be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So they coming. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you might be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt with the belt of truth, loins girt, belt of truth, with the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Okay, let's talk about the belt right quick. The soldier is only ready for battle when he is girded with the belt. Remember when he talked about a minute ago that the areas that are really not covered, it's like a sniper, somebody that's well trained, can get in between maybe those little curves and crevices, but that's only because he has studied your armor. That he knows where to go and how to go. So you have to understand that a soldier is, when he is girded, a soldier is only ready for battle when he is girded with his belt. Now I want to ask some of you a question. Think about it. You don't have to answer me. Are you ready for battle? Are you ready for the onslaughts that's coming? Are you ready for those things that's coming? Are you ready for those things that hit your life? And if you're not ready, if something hits your life, what are you going to do? But what are you going to do? But how are you going to, but you're going to, what? I guess the before, yes, we're going to stand. But what we're going to do is put it on. We got to make sure we have that belt on. And if you don't have that belt on, or if you don't have that truth on, then you can't stand. I mean, that's absolutely right, Mike. I'm with you.
That's what the belt is, truth.
Yes.
Who is truth?
Yes, Jesus.
Right.
Yes.
Right. The truth will do what? Make you free.
And you see how everything is a circle? How everything we've said in here has connected. Yes. 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 And I know somebody might be saying, well, God, Miss Faith, just get to it. But if we get to it and you don't understand and you don't, if you can't cast the lies down and your mind hasn't been renewed, and it's no good. It's no good. It's just a picture. I don't want to keep coming to church and listening to messages or going to the scripture and listening to messages and not be able to put it on. I want a God that's going to show up now in my situation for real, for real. That's what I want. And he is doing that because I ask him to do that. I don't want to be defeated. I don't want to whine. I don't want to cry. I want to grow up. Go ahead, Mom. I'm listening.
But then that growing up is growing pains.
Absolutely.
And you're not going to be ready for something. The main is because you don't know. We don't know what he said. I told you so that when it does come, you will know I told you so. All this stuff comes in. So the thing is, understand it.
I hear you.
And during that, that's when he shows up. It's in it. And standing in the truth, knowing that you are the Lord, you are the truth. And as we walk through it, and we see how it all comes together, and see his faithfulness, then I'm going to step on the other side when I get through it. And I'm going to have understanding then.
I hear you.
In that situation.
What you're saying is that we don't know what's coming. None of us do. But we got to put our armor on, and this is it. You got to put the word of God on so that when I get there. 2-3 weeks ago on a Sunday night at 8:30, when they called and said, Mama, you and Daddy need to come because the ambulance is here and Pat is not breathing. And I said, in my mind, I thought, she going to be all right. They're going to get her pumping again. Next phone call. Mom and Daddy, I think I hear a heartbeat. She wasn't hearing a heartbeat. She was hearing what the machine was doing. The third call we got was, Pat is gone. In that moment, we could have fell apart. We could have said, God, you ain't with me, but this held me together. This held me together. This held our family together. Now, on the other side of that, I agree with you that on the other side of that, and through walking through that, I saw the strong hand of God operating. I saw him show up with us. Do you see what I'm saying? And you know why I saw him show up? Because I didn't lose sleep. Because I was fearful. Because I used to be scared when somebody died. You see what I'm saying? I kept a level head, and we were able to deal with what we had to deal with. And we were able to put our feelings aside and help our son get through this, because nobody had ever, this is our first time dealing with losing anybody, you know, that was in our immediate family. But that's when I saw God show up. And what I'm saying to us is that God is getting us ready for the battle. We got to make sure we're ready by putting on the armor. Do what he says. If he tells you to put the belt on, put it on. If he tells you to pray, pray. If he tells you to fast, fast. I'm saying we have to put this on. Now, if I did not know anything about God, if I did not trust him, if I didn't, I would have fell from the fall. I probably would have passed out. But because I knew him, he sustained me. You see what I'm saying? And so, no, I agree with you, Mike. I don't know what I'm going to go through down the road. But I pray and I ask God that whatever that is, Father, you come and help me. Sustain me. Tell me what to do. Because, see, I can't get ready for what's coming because I don't know what's coming. But when it gets here, I want to be able to at least have the mindset to say, God, you knew this was coming before I did. And I need your strength in this moment to carry me. I need you to tell me what to do. I need you to tell me what to say. I need you to tell me how to handle this matter. Because we were not just dealing with our family, we were dealing with her family as well. So we had to be very careful. You see what I'm saying? So I agree with you. But we got to, I just want us to understand, we got to, this is not just a little picture of an armor. We got to put this on in the spirit. Because when things come, y'all, we want to be able to stand. We want to be able to stand. And even y'all standing the little things, not nothing big. Lord, help me how to treat John right. Help me, Lord, how to do my children right. You see what I'm saying? Help me, God, how to just be a wife and a mother and a grandmother. Help me how to do them things without me getting irritated and aggravated at it. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about me. I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about me. Help me, Lord, how to do this thing. You know what I'm saying?
For us every day. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power, this is precious to me, no foe can withstand it.
Yes.
I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. He is my fortress. He is my God. On Him I lean and rely, and in Him I confidently trust. For then He will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He'll cover me with His feathers, and under His wings I will take refuge. His truth, His faithfulness
yes.
are the shield and the buckler.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, I thank You, Lord, for this class. I thank You, Lord, for everybody that is here. And God, I just ask You, Father, that You will help us draw closer to You, Father. Lord, that You will help us, Lord, to read these affirmations and to accept them for our truth, Father. God, help us, Lord, when we're going through whatever it is we go through, God, that we rely on You first. Now, Father, we as we leave this place, but never Your presence, Father, let Your presence rest upon us and give us everything we need until we meet again. Amen.